Tell me about why you concentrate also on the solid light cases, UFO cases.
Well, to me, one of the enduring aspects of the UFO phenomenon is that obviously at night there's obviously light associated with it, but the UFOs themselves seem to be able to control light in a way that is up till more recently seems to be, well, it's certainly still totally beyond us, but in recent times there's been experiments done with almost slowing light down and making it stop almost, you know, and these are really cutting-edge sort of experimentations going on in the world of physics today, but UFOs seem to be doing this kind of thing for decades, literally, and they seem to be able to manipulate light and turn it into things like a solid tube, and some of these tubes can bend, and one striking case that I describe in my book here, The Alien, is one of where this solid tube of light comes out of the object at an oblique angle. It appears to have all the connotations of a solid tube of light, and then it seems to detach itself from the object, go down obliquely, and it collides with the top of an amenities block at a beach area at a place called Kiama in southern New South Wales. When the tube collided with the top of the amenities block, it seemed to change its physical nature from a solid into a liquid, and it seemed to flow down over the amenities block like honey. This also happened to a bunch of people, apparently, according to the reporting witness, a bunch of people on the beach. One of these tubes went down and seemed to descend upon them, and they were seen to be trying to push it off them, and then the fire that they had on the beach went out, and unfortunately the witness was he was really agitated that something must have happened to them, but he was never able to find out who these people were, and it was a very striking encounter. But these solid light cases to me are very impressive because they seem to represent a control over a fundamental phenomenon, you know, light that's so important to us, and yet they seem to be able to control it in ways that we just can't handle at the moment.